From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. In Iran, more protests. This one was on an attack on a police station. The demonstrations have seen 6 days of unrest across the country and a death toll of more than 20. Hundreds have been arrested. Protests began on Thursday over Iran's weak economy, with some protesters chanting against the government and the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Khamenei spoke on Iranian TV Tuesday, and he accused his enemies of the Islamic Republic of stirring the violent anti-government protests. On Twitter, President Donald Trump said the great Iranian people have been repressed for years and that it is time for a change. South Korea Tuesday proposed high-level talks with North Korea on January 9th after Pyongyang's leader Kim Jong-un said the path for dialogue was open in his New Year's Day remarks. The South Korean unification minister said he hopes both sides can discuss possible North Korean participation in the Winter Olympics in February, hosted by Seoul, and other issues of mutual interest, including the North's nuclear program. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo to exercise restraint following clashes with anti-government protesters Sunday that left at least 8 dead. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Monday criticized Pakistan for providing safe haven to terrorists operating in Afghanistan. He said the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over 15 years and has gotten little in return. RAND Corporation South Asian analyst Rafiq Dosani finds the statement curious following recent U.S. praise of Islamabad.
Pakistan has, over the last year, for example, cracked down on terrorists. They've released people that were being held by the Haqqani network and were praised by the U.S. for it. So it's not clear how this morning Mr. Trump has looked at all the evidence, some of which his own administration has provided in praising Pakistan and then saying, well, we think we made a big mistake.
Pakistan Tuesday summoned the U.S. ambassador to the Foreign Office, although the content of the conversation has yet to be revealed. Pope Francis Monday used his traditional New Year's address to give voice to millions of migrants and refugees he described as the world's weakest and most needy.
E proprio a queste persone è dedicato il tema della giornata mondiale della pace che oggi celebriamo.
He said, to these people we dedicate World Peace Day, migrants and refugees, men and women in search of peace. In the search of this peace, he said, which is a right of everyone, many are willing to risk everything. The Pope visited some of the Rohingya Muslim refugees in Bangladesh last November. Japan's Emperor Akihito was cheered by thousands of well-wishers Tuesday at the Imperial Palace. The 84-year-old emperor, who announced his abdication set for November, wished everyone a Happy New Year. Crown Prince Naruhito, who will assume the throne, and his wife appeared alongside the emperor, who will be the first Japanese monarch to abdicate in 200 years. Record cold covers most of the eastern half of the United States, from Texas to the eastern Atlantic coastline, as far south as Florida. Temperatures are 20 to 30 degrees colder than normal. Forecasters expect another Arctic blast to make it even colder for the Northeast by week's end. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.